We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, this was my music too. Kitaro.
Sounds like spa music.
Did you want him to go to sleep?
Yes.
What's your goal? Trying to tire him out early, huh?
Quicker I can get to my sandwich.
Goodness.
Yeah, I had a. This is my stuff. Do you have that Art of Noise song that someone had texted in? Moments in Love. You have to know this song.
Now that one goes.
But it's the same style. This was like this was.
Go back. Come on, bro.
No, but the idea of it being instrumental, sexy, earthy.
No. Instrumental and sexy. I know it had. This has no beat to it. No bass line.
Well, it got there.
This is a grown woman whistling.
It got there. There's a guy, Kitaro.
And he's whistling.
Give me some Moments in Love.
Now this, you hear the bass, and it can give you something to set your pace off of and things.
That's a great song. Moments in Love, Art of Noise. This is one of my favorite artists growing up. I used to have every Art of Noise album. And Kitaro.
Yeah, you didn't know what you was doing.
The memories.
You a massager? You were giving massages a lot?
Hey, whatever it took.
There we go. There's no massages getting made to this little song here. This is whoopee.
What do we like to do at the top of the hour, Crowder?
Try to give away money.
Keep this playing here for a sec. I like this. I haven't heard this in a long time. Time for your chance to win $1,000. 560 WQAM's training camp, 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word tissue.
Nope.
That is great.
This is the music for the tissue.
You figured it out. This was your alone time music. And then when the girl came over, you switched it up.
I was thinking that the Kitaro was on. She started to cry, questioning all her decisions. And I had a tissue to wipe her tears.
So you went for the emotionally distressed.
Text the word, well, if they weren't, by the time I was done with them, they were.
So you might as well find a sad one.
Cut out the middleman.
Like you always say, different lives.
Text the word tissue to 72881 and you are registered. T-I-S-S-U-E. Tito, hand me a tissue. Text the word tissue to 72881. If you don't, do you remember what that's from? You remember Tito, hand me a tissue?
No.
That's an Eddie Murphy bit. Oh. Tito, hand me a tissue. Remember that? You don't remember that?
No.
It was either in Raw or Delirious. Tito, hand me a tissue.
It kind of brings a bell now.
You'd know it if you saw it.
But it was weird when you said it.
Text tissue to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be the top of the next hour, 6 o'clock with Alex Dono. Dono coming up at 6?
Yes, he is. With the Biff.
With the Biff. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. Get in on the winning. Text the word tissue to 72881. I think Dono and Biff will go over their go-to songs, their go-to music at 6 o'clock.
No. I don't know if they have too much experience.
Well, Dono has a baby.
Hey, blind squirrel finds a nut.
I disagree with that. I think, think Dono was like in high school? Man, I can't figure out what was Dono like in high school.
Crowder knows.
You know?
No, I don't know. I can guess.
What?
It's usually mean when I guess. But if I say Donald, you my boy afterwards, it all clings up.
Yeah, it all wipes it all out.
Clings up, yeah.
It clings up?
He said clings up.
What was he like in high school?
Just, you know, they're always around, you know, hanging out. Was on all the sports teams, never really balled out, but they all knew him.
That's like he was good. Very popular. He was on all the sports teams.
Yeah, very popular. Very popular.
I think that's very complimentary to Dono.
For weirdness.
What?
Like very popular for weirdness. I was too, but that's why I know Dono. Me and Dono get along because I think we were popular for weirdness.
Well, he was a nice guy.
I used to be real nice until I figured out what the world was. I was very pleasant when I was young.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
Naive. Nicest you were guy naive in the world. Yeah. And pleasant.
Oh, wow. Everybody likes me.
10 days till the Miami Dolphins start practicing for real. That cannot come soon enough, as evidenced by the last hour of radio that we did.
I like it.
Home Run Derby is tonight. I started the show by saying this. Had no idea that the Home Run Derby was tonight till this morning. Had no idea. And what I said was, I think that's a little bit of a testament to what baseball is in Miami. Because, again, I'm a baseball fan. I like the Marlins. This year, though, I was so taken aback by the way Bruce Sherman and Derek Jeter went about their tenure as the owners of the Marlins that I just kind of ejected from the sport, I guess, as evidenced by not knowing. This has always been a big deal in my house. I love watching the Home Run Derby with my kid. Love it.
And I watch Home Run Derby. I'm not a big baseball fan. I go back to Ken Griffey Jr. That was one of the first kind of vague memories I have about the Home Run Derby. And then Big Frank Thomas. And then that Sosa,
Barry Bonds,
all that time kind of blew it up. Then even last year.
Well, because it was at Marlins Park.
But then it's Judge versus Stanton.
Right.
Two Greek gods out there hitting the ball.
Yep.
Bryce Harper and Freddie Freeman, that's supposed to be the biggest one. The biggest competition.
Somebody just texted in, I had no idea the Derby was today until you just said it, and I love baseball.
The star power's not there.
Star power's not there, I guess. The Marlins are inconsequential. I don't know. I just kind of whiffed on the All-Star. Like, tomorrow's the All-Star game. Like, I don't usually whiff on stuff like that. Literally didn't know till this morning.
And they have guys like Max Muncy in it.
Well, I don't even know who that is.
Me neither.
I would say most people, if they want to admit it or not, you have to be a hell of a baseball fan to know the eight people involved.
Right.
Reese Hoskins, Alex Bregman, Kyle Schwarber. Like, there's no names on
Bryce here. Harper's the only name.
Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, I know, though. Doesn't he play for the Cubs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And you had to say, doesn't he play for the Cubs?
Who?
That's what you had. You had to ask the guy you love what team he was on. That's what I think.
I just said I've heard of him.
Yeah, like the star power's not there. Yeah. And then why aren't they making the players that we really want to see hit go hit? I don't want to watch Reese Hoskins.
Well, you can understand, though. Like, I always understood why LeBron wouldn't participate in the slam dunk competition because it's all subjective and, you know, but for a home run derby, it's not subjective. Like, go out there, crank some monster dongs and move on, entertain the masses.
It's just counting.
Right. I would love to see Stanton and Judge in it.
I think Aaron Judge said it last year. It kind of messed up his.
Well, that
like
I get.
That I get.
But Stanton was one of those guys that would actually have better second halves of the season than first halves, but. I understand.
Aaron Judge had a terrible second half to the season.
No, I get not participating. It's bad for baseball, but good for the player.
I would say more people watch the Home Run Derby than watch the game, by far.
I don't know if that's true or not. I really don't.
Because, speaking from personal experience through the years, I'm watching the Home Run Derby tonight, even though I don't like these guys, just because I've watched it for so many years.
Right.
There's no chance I watch that game.
Yeah, no, and you know what? With my kid. Like, he'll watch the Home Run Derby. No chance that he would watch the All-Star game tomorrow. No chance.
For Major League Baseball, because I'm sure there's some great players in the All-Star game, but Major League Baseball has to see this, that the Home Run Derby it's what baseball isn't. Baseball is slow and unexciting. This is fast and exciting. They have a time limit. They have numbers. You have a count. You have an ongoing count. Games aren't even 1-0. Like, the most exciting thing you can do in baseball is a home run derby, and none of your stars are in it. I think that's a flaw.
Well, I would say, though, that we're a bit of a different market, though, than most baseball cities. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're in a different spot here. So where we may think there's not a lot of interest, if you're in a city where your team has playoff potential and some big name stars, like, yeah, you've been looking forward to All-Star Monday and Tuesday probably for a couple of weeks now.
To see your guys.
Yeah, like, and now you know you're going to be getting the second half of the season, which is going to determine, you know, who's going to go on to the postseason, so.
But for down here, you make sense. I just think this home run derby is a flaw. You got to have some bigger names.
Again, I think that's more like a look into this city.
But with the NBA, though, people complain about the stars not doing the dunk contest.
Right.
But that's nationwide. Like, everybody want to see LeBron instead of Aaron Levine, whatever the hell his name is.
Zach LaVine.
There you go. Nope. People would much rather see LeBron versus KD. Nationwide. So wouldn't they want to see Judge and Stanton and Cespedes and damn Yasiel Puig and those the names I know. Jesus Aguilar is not doing it for me.
Even though his name is Jesus.
I thought it was Jesus. When y'all said Jesus with the little niche over the U, I said, yeah.
I don't think anybody's called Jesus
anymore. I'm a big fan of Jesus.
Me too.
Is he in the derby?
Are you the way you're acting?
What does that even mean? It
means nothing.
I love Jesus. Little racist boy.
Nope.
By the way, I told you earlier, Twitter was launched today on this day, 2006. Amazon was launched this day in 1995. Blockbuster, Falero writes in the show notes, in 2000, Blockbuster had a chance to buy Netflix for $50 million. Today, Netflix is worth $172 billion. That's the market cap. And Blockbuster is down to its final store. There's one store left. They closed two stores in Alaska over the weekend.
Yeah, the final store is in Oregon.
There is one Blockbuster store left in America.
Why?
That's a greater question is why. Like, who? I don't even understand the people I see at the grocery store there at the Red Box. There's always people getting a Blu-ray or a DVD out of the Red Box. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I had this conversation.
Although I'm involved in harness racing. So.
Whole school. But I've heard, like, in Alaska, they still rent DVDs and stuff because something about the broadbands or something, and they have to do it that way because they live so far off in the woods.
Like I say, the broadbands. Like, there's bands, like a hurricane feeder band.
Yeah,
the broadbands.
They only get a little band up there.
No, but they do. It's hard in rural areas to get real good broadband coverage. Yeah. And so, yeah, you might not be able to download a movie as easily or whatnot. But, oh, man, I would love to go to my local Blockbuster store and rent a movie. There was such great pleasure in that.
You know, I like human interaction. I would love going talking to them. Hey,
have you watched this? Oh, yeah. What'd you think?
Get the hookup from behind there.
Get the hookup. Anybody return?
There you go. Oh, I love that. I love the hookup.
Anybody bring back Under Siege? I'm just asking. No. But have you looked in the bucket, though, maybe in the last 20 minutes? Maybe somebody brought back Under Siege? All right, Will Manso is going to join us in the next segment. Will Manso, sports anchor at Local 10. We could talk a little home run derby with him, some Miami Heat, if you will, and all that nonsense. So we'll talk a little sports with Will Manso in a moment.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
This like Jermaine Jackson or something?
Kenny Loggins.
This is Kenny Loggins?
Wow. I'm free.
I couldn't have been more wrong on that one. This happens to be a good song. It's from Footloose, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, that's not Jermaine Jackson.
And who knows Jermaine Jackson's songs?
There's three Jermaine Jackson songs that are very good.
And is this one of them?
Nope. This good Kenny Loggins song. Will Manso is the sports anchor. Hold on, I want to get to the hook here. Will Manso is the sports anchor at Local 10.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Also part of the, you're talking about Will or Kenny Longin?
No, this guy. Heaven helps the kids that run the world. What is this? I don't know what's going on.
Footloose, man. Footloose.
I don't know.
You got to dance. Just dance away your problems.
I don't play this one anymore.
Dance away your problems, Crowder. Will Manso, you also see him on the Fox Sports Sun Heat broadcasts. Let's start here. This is very important, Will. Did you know tonight is the home run derby and tomorrow is the All-Star game?
I did, but I'm a baseball nerd. So I kind of been following it and following who's starting and all that stuff.
I literally, neither did Crowder. We had no idea. I learned it during Falero's sports update at 2 o'clock. But I think, like, you know, as I was saying earlier in the show, I'm trying to find blame in me not knowing this elsewhere than myself. And I have blamed the Marlins that they've sucked the baseball life out of me. Not that they've been as bad as I thought they were going to be. But I think just the way this entire season transpired, it sucked the baseball life out of me.
I mean, you got to think, most towns that are excited about baseball, it's because they have a bunch of star players or they're in the hunt or there's excitement. I mean, obviously in this town, no one's going to start jumping up for joy like, hey, we're in a rebuild. This is great. Like, you're either, you know, optimistic that it's going to be okay or pessimistic it's never going to get fixed. But it's not like you're sitting there looking at every box score, worried who's coming to town. By the way, guys, did you guys look at the home run derby list? I mean, even as a diehard baseball fan, I had to kind of do double takes at who some of these guys are.
Yeah, why is Stanton and Judge not participating?
My understanding with Judge, I didn't hear anything about Stanton. My understanding with Judge is that he didn't want to harm the team. He wants to concentrate on the team in the second half, and he doesn't want to go through this whole, you know, guys make an excuse that they get tired from a home run derby, and it could affect them in the second half. I don't know if I buy that, but that was his answer.
I guess the favorite, I was looking at the odds earlier, Bryce Harper is the favorite,
you know,
in tonight's home run derby.
Yeah, him and Freddie Freeman are about the only two that I think people look at and say, oh, we know that guy. I mean, there's some other guys that are good sluggers, but they're certainly not household names. So it's definitely lacking star power tonight.
And Will, I'm glad you brought up lack of star power, because baseball's struggling right now anyway, and now you're going to do what NBA's doing and take your top players out of the All-Star game or out of the home run derby. Isn't that a bad decision?
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, you can't force a guy, and I get it. I get these guys want to use their break, and especially if you're going to play in the game anyways. But I don't know. To me, the sport more than ever, and I can sit here and tell you I love baseball so much, but I understand when people tell me it's boring and I don't know anyone and I don't follow anything. And again, in this town, we're kind of burned because of all the things that have happened. But just nationally, I mean, there's not really that star, that face. When you think of the NFL and you think of especially the NBA, you think of the players, the stars. And I don't know how well baseball markets the stars, the few that they have, because I just don't think most towns and most people outside of, you know, the diehard communities like St. Louis and Boston, Chicago, really know their players.
All that being said, I will say on the Marlins' behalf, they haven't been as epically bad as I thought they were going to be. Would you agree?
Well, I mean, I think two things have happened. They haven't been historically bad like I think some people thought they might be, and I never bought into that because I think they kept enough good guys around like Realmuto and Castro and Justin Bour. But I think the most important thing, guys, in this first half of the season, look, a lot of the guys that are playing well for them to succeed this year aren't going to be around the long-term plans. I mean, Brian Anderson's the one exception, maybe more, even though I'm not sure what the plans are long-term. But I think the best thing that happened to the Marlins is that their veterans are playing well. I mean, Derek Dietrich's hitting around 300. Starlin Castro's hitting around 300. Realmuto's having an all-star season. Those are the tradable assets. Brad Ziegler turned everything around. He's been like a very valuable reliever. They're going to be able to move, maybe not Realmuto now, but all those guys I just mentioned, and get some young pieces. If those guys would have stunk and like come in here and pouted and not played well, and this team was 25 under, then all of a sudden they're not assets. So I think the best thing that's happened is that some of these guys are playing really well.
Will Manso from Local 10 is with us. All right, so on Local 10, obviously you guys will give a little love to All-Star game tomorrow because JT Realmuto's in it and whatnot. But what are you guys covering? We're 10 days away from the Dolphins. That's got to be, I guess, on the radar, right? And are we waiting on Dwayne Wade's decision, Carmelo Anthony's final decision? Like, what are we doing?
All right, so two parts. Number one is what we're doing today is just moving the calendars and saying, gosh, football, just get here already. 10 more days, 10 more days. Because we are, I mean, you know, you get to this point of the offseason, it's like, come on, get here already. But I we'll talk Oscar, obviously. But I think, yeah, I think the number one thing we're waiting for is Dwayne Wade. I don't know about you guys, but I have been a firm believer all along, and I think we talked about it early in the offseason, that Dwayne's coming back. I really think that he reinvented himself, saw that he could still be a key contributor, and if anything, the Heat saw that, hey, man, he's their best player. He was their best player down the stretch and in the playoffs. I've said all along I think he's coming back. I don't know about you guys, but the more time passes that he doesn't come back and that the Heat don't make moves, it worries me that maybe he really is thinking, hey, I kind of like this life. You know, I've done a lot in the NBA. Why do I need to come back? Now, I still think he's coming back, but I wish he would just come back already and we could move on.
Is he doing the Heat a disservice by not I don't know if they've really had conversations or not where he said, I'll do it on my timetable, but I am coming back or I'm not coming back. But is he doing a disservice if there's been no communication?
I don't think so, because I think the Heat understand, you know, a couple things. Unlike, you know, the previous debacle that happened when he left and all the kind of the confusion that there was and then the anger and the resentment, there's none of that going on now. If Dwayne Wade really decides he wants to retire, the Heat are going to say, hey, congrats to the greatest player in franchise history. They're going to send out a million tributes to him, and it's going to be a big deal that they respect. And they also, guys, understand they have so many players that play the two and that play that position and that logjam that Riley talked about. From a basketball perspective, Dwayne not coming back, it's not like you have a huge void to fill from a position perspective. They got Deion Waiters, Tyler Johnson, and all these guys. From a team perspective, though, it's a huge void to fill as far as the face of the franchise. So I don't think so, guys. I don't think it's like he's, oh, man, he screwed the Heat over. He's not coming back. They've got guys that will play instead of him. It would just be so much nicer to have him, though, for a lot of reasons.
And, Will, we heard about Melo a little bit of Kawhi, Ellington re-signed, and now we're getting Waiters back. But is it troubling at all with the lack of activity the Heat were in this offseason in this free agent market?
You know, part of me says the answer I've been trying to give everyone is like, hey, be patient. It's a long off season. A lot of teams are standing kind of still because they're trying to figure out what to do. No one can compete with the Warriors. So do you position yourself for the cap space in 2 years? Do you try to make a little bit at least to improve yourself this year? I think the Heat are in that rut of 25 teams that just don't know what to do and don't have a partner to do it with as far as making any kind of lateral move. Hey, I'll give you my disgruntled player for your guy. I'll give you my guy that maybe has a bad contract for your guy. Like, where do you move draft picks? So I guess to answer your question, I mean, yeah, it's frustrating, I think. It's natural because Pat Riley stood up there and he said, hey, we've got a logjam. We've got to figure this out. We've got too many good to great players. And I think we all agree it's more too many good players. So how do we fix it? How do we improve? And there aren't really any answers. Again, it's not a Heat problem, though. I think 25, 26 teams in the NBA are having the same exact discussion. I do think, guys, I really still think that something will give. It may not be Kawhi Leonard coming or Jimmy Butler or some crazy move like that, but I think there's got to be something out there that Pat Riley and Andy are exploring and that they can somehow pull the trigger to fix that logjam a little bit before the season starts.
What about Melo? You mentioned, Jimmy Butler. I mean, what about Melo? I think he would be a good acquisition for the Heat. My personal opinion is that they lack, you know, a true, tried and true scorer. And I think if he goes to Houston, which it looks like he's leaning towards, but I think that kind of just replicates what he just failed at in OKC.
I agree. You know, from a personal perspective, just looking at it from the outside looking in, I think Melo would be a great fit. And I know some people may roll their eyes and be like, oh, you got a guy who chucks it up 20 times a game and doesn't play defense. I get it. I understand that there are things about his game that are annoying and frustrating. But there's two parts to it, guys. Number one is, you know, I want to see how Melo fits in the Heat culture, gets in good shape, maybe has a show me year where he says, hey, I want one more big year when the money opens up again in the next couple of years, one more big contract. Maybe that can get him motivated to have a big year. And number two, guys, let's be honest. I mean, if Dwayne doesn't come back and if they don't get Melo, where is the star power and excitement, that selling point, that guy you put on the billboard? You know, to me, a Wade-Melo combination outside of the teams that could win it all, which is what, the Warriors and maybe a couple teams that could compete, the Heat would be one of the more exciting teams to have two future Hall of Famers, two stars of the last decade, together and playing night in and night out. You go to the arena going, hey, who's going to have the big night? Is this the night I see Melo score 35 or Wade has a flashback game where he scores 35? I think that kind of stuff, to me, if you're going to have a season where you're not going to win it all and you can't compete with a team like Golden State, why not have some fun and make it exciting? And I think that would be.
Well, let me change the topic to soccer with the decision deferred till this Wednesday to a vote on. I call it Beckham World. What's your opinion on it? Like, do you think it helped that they deferred it? It hurt that they deferred it? And then does you think it'll go through? Do you think they're going to make this happen?
I think it absolutely hurt the Moss group that they deferred. I think he thought, and, you know, in our conversations I had with him last week, and I think he spoke to a lot of media the last week, he has a plan he really believes in, a vision, and I think he thought his message was just get it to a vote. Let us get it to November on the ballot. I think that with holding it back and deferring to this week, all it means, guys, you know how it is in business. If you don't get a deal now, that means there's issues. That means you got to resolve those issues. That means concessions have to be made. And what is Moss willing to concede financially, whether it be the whole minimum wage thing, the wage issue, whether it be how much money goes to the city, whether it be how much the rent is. I mean, there's a lot of things that were concerns over the Moss to figure out and show the commission. The commission say, okay, put it on the ballot. So it's, to me, I still think it goes through. I think somehow they'll figure it out, but I don't think it was to his advantage. I think he wanted to kind of get the slam dunk, get it done the other day, and obviously it didn't go to plan.
Will Manso, sports director at Local 10. 10 days till the Dolphins break camp. You excited? That's we got to do this, Will.
That's it. Wait, don't rookies like show up Friday?
Yeah, I think this is the first time that they're doing that, right?
Yeah, rookies show up Friday, so it'll give us something. We can talk some rookies this weekend.
All right, well, slowly but surely. Before you know it, Will, we're going to be in the heart of football season.
Is that a good thing around here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this year, Will?
Woo! I'm thinking about the Hurricanes. What are you talking about,
I'm talking about the Dolphins. Tannehill coming back, getting back to 2016. We rolling, Will.
All right, if you say so.
I love it. I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know about that. See you, Will. Thank you.
All right, guys.
Will Manso there from Local 10.
I don't like your energy on the Dolphins.
I
don't like your energy.
I'm an eternal optimist, but I'm trying to be a little bit of a realist when it comes to the Fins this season.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Para mi gente. What are we waiting for on this Dwayne Wade situation? We were talking with Will Manso about it. Do you think it's a passive-aggressive thing where you obviously didn't want me a couple seasons ago, and then I end up getting traded back, but it seems like I'm back here for a lot less money because he was getting paid by Chicago. Where now he's like, yeah, I'm not going to get, like, what could Dwayne Wade be waiting for? He's told us he's either going to play for Miami or not play at all. Like, do you think he's not made up his mind?
I think he's made up his mind, but if there's any off-season anything, he's not a part of it. Like, LeBron showed up at that summer league.
Right.
My thought is Wade's kind of telling the organization, listen, I'm not doing anything this offseason.
Being on the Heat is about me being on the Heat now.
Wade will sign the night before the first day of camp, if that. Or maybe he misses a couple weeks of camp or something like that. Like, why am I rushing back? This is my last year. And he didn't – remember Wade said he didn't want that exit tour?
Yep.
They're going to give him an exit tour. They have to now.
Well, if it's his last season, he might play another couple seasons. I have no idea. I'm just like, here's the thing. I know, you know, there's some people that are like, oh, we need to – we talked about it with Carmelo. We need to get the newer guys as many minutes, blah, blah, blah. If Dwayne Wade's not on this Heat, we'll said it in the last segment. If Dwayne Wade's not on this team next season, there's not a lot of pizzazz with this Heat squad.
It's fun to see a guy develop. It's not fun to watch him develop.
Right.
And that's what we'll be doing.
And like a lot of the guys that you're talking about developing, like we're going to be into year four of Justice Winslow and Josh Richardson. They're not little puppies anymore.
Who really has a lot higher ceiling than where they are now?
Who's got – well, we don't know Dion Waiters. We don't know if the Dion Waiters we saw in the second half two seasons ago, because if he's that good, then that'll be fun to watch.
Yes.
Other than that –
but he had a setback with his ankle injury already.
Correct.
He's had injury problems in the past, and now he has a setback. I can't bet on him. I'm with you. Is he almost a bonus player this year? Like, I don't plan on him being there.
Well, they're good. I mean, if he's not like,
I think the Heat are planning on him.
They're planning on him being not just there, but a star.
The team, yeah.
He's not a very healthy individual, man.
Has not been, no.
You can't plan your team around a guy that plays 40 games a year.
I guess you've got upside with Bam Adebayo.
I think Bam has the highest upside from where he is right now.
Hassan Whiteside, off season last season, doesn't mean that he couldn't show out and have a memorable season again. If they use him a little differently and he's able to be used a little differently.
It's tough for me with him because how old he is.
Well, that's true.
He's sneaking up on 30. Yep. What's he, 28, 29?
I believe 29.
Like, to say, hey, we'll see what he got. Hell, he's about to get Social Security checks. what are we going to wait for? I think Bam and Jay Rich. I'm starting to lose a little bit of hope in Justice Winslow's offensive game.
Yeah, well, like I said, I mean, when you're going into a fourth year, like, you're not going to develop that much.
But I thought he improved last season.
He did.
Offensively.
He did. He had a couple games.
He was injured, I think, two seasons ago.
And, you know, he kind of came, Justice came into his own, remember, in the playoffs. He became that Udonis character that you were looking for.
Getting other people's skin.
Remember? Like, yeah. he was the guy.
Do you draft Udonis 10th overall? Like, for say that Justice Winslow became Udonis, that's not, I don't, and I love UD. I do this all the time. I badmouth somebody and say I love him.
I think you're doing recency bias on Udonis Haslem. You're forgetting how many quality seasons he gave you. Like, he wasn't always this guy.
Was he undrafted? He had to go to Europe?
Undrafted. Yeah.
Like, UD's, I guess, would you be happy where UD, what you'd become if you took him 10th overall? Because UD was like the hustle guy on the team. Don't text it in. I remember what he did to damn Dirk Nowitzki. Everybody wants to talk about that. I remember it, guys. I remember it. But at 10th overall to get UD out of number 10, I don't know if that's a successful draft.
How many seasons has Udonis played for the Miami Heat?
Same as D-Wade. A little bit more than D-Wade.
15.
They both came in the same time.
If you get that out of someone with that many quality years, I think you're okay with that. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.